It's been a pretty mild winter here in the Northwest, and that's bad news for local ski areas. The Summit at Snoqualmie had to close mid-season. Not enough snow. So is this just a bad year for our area, or is climate change making this the new normal? Well, Daniel Scott is a professor at the University of Waterloo in Ontario, Canada. He studies the effects of climate change on tourism. I asked him if we can expect more winter tourism in the future.
When we've done some of the modeling that looks out a little bit further into the future, so not necessarily the climate variability we have now, but what we see is more of these types of winters. So not necessarily every winter. As you said, next year it could flip back and you might have a good winter. But we would expect to see winters like this more frequently, and some might even be warmer than what we've seen so far. So the coastal resorts or that are closer to the coast, Tahoe, some of your area, Vancouver, even up into Whistler, they don't have the cold temperatures that the interior resorts, the Utah, you know, Colorado, Calgary area of Canada, they have the cold temperatures, and if they have the snowmaking, those are the places that we would expect to do much better under climate change. And we've actually seen that the last 2 years, California ski visits were way down. Well, where did some of that demand go? Well, Colorado picked up that market share. So people who are mobile and have regional options to choose from will go elsewhere.
How are ski areas adapting to the fact that sometimes they don't have snow to make those resorts good tourist attractions year-round, to maybe make up for the fact that the snow's not always great?
What we've seen in a North American context is actually the average ski season length over the last 10 years or so was actually longer than it was in the 1990s. And the reason for that is the increased investment in snowmaking. So here in eastern North America, snowmaking is universal. Every ski area covers their 100% of their terrain with snowmaking. That's something that's still catching up in the West, and if that becomes more universal, that helps smooth out the bumps from year to year. So when you're having bad years like this, it can help. But if it's too warm to even make the snow, or you don't have water access like some of the California resorts are struggling with, even snowmaking doesn't necessarily help you in conditions like that. One of the other things that they've really done is try to diversify their revenue. So as you mentioned, they become not just ski areas, but four-season resorts. So they want you to come in the green season, as they call it, whether it's for golf or other sorts of things. They put in spas, they put in conference centers, and many of them have also invested or built out real estate. So you can buy your condo, they can manage it for you. So they've diversified their seasons and they've diversified their revenue streams so that the ski lift tickets that used to be a big part of their revenues are actually shrinking in terms of their proportion of their annual revenue. So that helps them, you know, smooth out the bumps. And if the ski season shrinks, hopefully they can pick up some of that revenue with a longer green season.
That's Dr. Daniel Scott, Professor of Geography and Environmental Management at the University of Waterloo over in Ontario, Canada.